I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Hey, have you been enjoying the Halloween horror marathon? I certainly hope you have been. In addition to that and the upcoming screenings and things like that, the first one, if you're listening to this on Monday, October 6th, when it drops, Tuesday, October 7th, will be the first screening of Terror Tuesdays at Frank's North Star in Lawrence, Kansas, and we will be presenting screenings of The Fog and Halloween 3. Our first night will be Tom Atkins Rules, obviously. I think we all know about that. I'm also putting together a very nice horror-themed podcast, which will drop 2 weeks from today, and giving you ample opportunity to get all creeped out in advance of the holiday. We got a podcast for you this week, and we're going to start it off with some new music from Kansas City, Missouri, featuring all kinds of members, including Ryan Leach, ex-Punchline, and 3PAC. This group, Altered Beast, just put out their 2014 demo on Bandcamp, and this is the track I enjoy most. It is Lost, Not Found.
Lost in hell or blood, lost in mind, or on the street, zero from the ground.
brand new album, Songs About Sucking. That was Lawrence's Stiff Middle Fingers with On the Watch List. I did a feature on them for The Pitch a couple weeks ago. I highly recommend you go read it. It turned out really well. Nice guys. They're always fun. And it's interesting to see a band progress from being what is essentially a cover band to being like a legitimate like punk rock group. Before that, True Crime with Fill Your Boots from their breakout 7-inch. That is on Vinyl Conflict, which is a sort of imprint of Grave Mistake that focuses primarily on bands from the Richmond, Virginia area. And might have to get that single. I pulled that off their Bandcamp site, which is gravemistakerecords.bandcamp.com. And I recommend you do the same. But you can also download, in addition to downloading and things like that, you can actually purchase it. And they describe it as the Ruts meet the Bad Brains, and I think that is excellent. And we started everything off with Lost Not Found from Altered Beasts Demo 2014. They're from Kansas City. I really like that. That's sort of like an interesting like death metal meets thrash sort of thing. Yeah, that's a fun demo. I highly recommend checking it out. That is alteredbeast.bandcamp.com. New music. Jeff Rosenstock, ex-Bomb the Music Industry and so many other groups, is releasing a solo album. I'm not quite sure how that differs from everything else he's done, but it'll be interesting. He released a single in advance of it. It's coming out on Side 1, Dummy. This is the A-side, and it is entitled Hey Allison.
Shine on lightning, the days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Will some grow wiser? You just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you, and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'll wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it.
Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. And we only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you, and you're better off dead. Goodbye,
goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye,
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 goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.
from their brand new album Africa Avenue on Trouble in Mind Records. That was Paperhead with None Other Than. You can hear a lot of different songs listening to Africa Avenue. Like, you're going to hear it and you're going to start pulling like these ideas. It's like, that song sounds exactly like this song. And that's how they all kind of start. And then they go somewhere different. And that's what makes it great. I'm hoping they're going to do a tour on this, because I haven't seen the Paperhead in probably 3 years. And a fantastic live show. Like, they are an excellent live band. Their albums are quite good, but definitely see them live if you can. Before that, Paul Williams did The Hell of It. That is from Phantom of the Paradise soundtrack. I play that because the Lawrence Arts Center here in Lawrence, Kansas will be doing a screening on October 30th. That is a Thursday. That is the day before Halloween, obviously. They're going to be doing a screening of Phantom of the Paradise, and they've got a bunch of local musicians who've teamed up, and they will be doing songs from it. And I am eagerly awaiting the craziness of that on a Thursday night. And that's probably my favorite song from the soundtrack. And we start everything off with Jeff Rosenstock doing Hey Allison from his new single of the same name on Side 1 Dummy Records. That is available for pre-order, and the album will be out later this year. In addition, he also put out that Antarctica Vespucci sort of EP that he did with Chris Farron of Fake Problems, which we played on the podcast a while back, and I also recommend you track down. Okay, this next set is a little bit different, and it should the next track will definitely indicate that. From his new album, The Man Who Rode the Mule Around the World, on Voodoo Rhythm Records, this is John Schooley with the Clawhammer Banjo Medley.
Please, I've been sitting here so many years. been a saint, but now I'm forced to sing a sinner's song. Sorry, lover, will you forgive? All my sins have taken me here. I know I paid for what I did. And I remember back in the day, me and you and free. Well, I never, ever, ever thought this would happen to me. Yeah, I've done some rights, but mostly I've done wrong. I used to pray for the saints, but now I sing a sinner's song. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry, Lord. Wait a sense, but now I'm forced to sing a sinner's song. Sorry, Lord, will you forgive? Oh, my sins have changed me. I know I paid for what I do. But God has left me here, now I can see the only path that's left for me. My soul is finally gone and left itself. Only to be trapped in the gates of hell. Oh, 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 oh. Listen to song, listen to song, listen to song. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
their forthcoming single on Get Hip Records. That was The Maggie's Marshmallows with Come Along. That song will also be featured on an upcoming LP on Get Hip that comes out this winter. Man, I dig it. I love that guitar sound. Like, I just, any, it is a well-trod guitar sound, but man, it's good. Before that, The Goddamn Gallows was Center Song from their debut album. Well, actually, I think it's their second album, Gutterbilly Blues, that came out in 2007. They've got some new stuff coming out. Actually, that album is out right now. It is entitled The Maker, and it's out on Farmageddon Records. They're touring in support of it right now. I was supposed to go see them on Friday. My wife and I both got sick as hell, which stinks. But I should have a phone interview that I'll be doing with them in the upcoming weeks, and I will link to that and all that fun stuff. And we started everything off with John Schooley doing the Clawhammer Banjo medley, which features the songs June Apple, Kitchen Girl, and Boatman's Dance from his new album on Switzerland's Voodoo Rhythm Records, entitled The Man Who Rode the Mule Around the World. It's a good bit of sort of like trash blues stuff. It's down and dirty. If you like William Elliott Whitmore and music of that ilk, I will highly, highly recommend it for you. And that about does it for this week. We kind of had a short podcast because of all of the time that all of these Halloween horror marathon reviews are taking up. And I'm really trying to do every day this month. I haven't really done that since the first year, and this is year five. So we're definitely going to try and do it. Doing some team-ups with Liam O'Donnell, who I highly recommend. He writes for Synapse, which is C-I-N-E-P-A-P-S-E. C-I-N-A-P-S-E. Synapse. Like cinema, but Synapse. Anyhow, and also the very excellent Cinepunks podcast, which you should be downloading and listening to. So, that about does it for this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a very, very excellent themed horror, sci-fi, creepiness, instrumental, soundtracky kind of music podcast, and it's almost already done and recorded, so you can be assured that that will be a very long one. It's already looking at about an hour, and I'm talking way too much because I've had way too much coffee, so I'm gonna go mow my lawn now. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and things like that to send me stuff for review and play on the podcast. Tell your friends to download and listen to this podcast. You can find reviews and things at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast comes from. Where I blog about tangible things in an age of digital ephemera, and I also am to be found on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks. Until next time, thanks for listening.